Coming right up, Straight Talk with Art Levine. Our guest tonight, former presidential speechwriter Craig Smith. Join us as we celebrate our 15th anniversary season.
Opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of Charter Communications nor its sponsors. We recognize our obligation to present opposing points of view by responsible spokespersons. For information, please contact the director of program.
She stands in the face of evil and will not lose hope or faith. America, the land of freedom, is still the home of the brave. So raise the banner.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. The Press Telegram, your local news leader for over 100 years. And Long Beach Magazine, coastal living, city style.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. This is the first show of our 15th anniversary season, and we're delighted and honored to have back as our guest again, Craig Smith, former presidential speechwriter. Craig, welcome.
Good to be here again.
Let me just put in a plug. We're having a big party on Saturday, June 21st. We invite all of you to join us at $100 a ticket. It's a fundraiser for the Long Beach Police Athletic League, the PAL program. Craig will be there. The First Lady will be there. It'll be a great time. Rock and roll. Please consider joining us on Saturday, June 21st. Well, Craig, the presidential season is upon us, of course, and has been for the last 15 months. And as we watch the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate go into the summer season, let's roll back the clock 15 months ago. When the presumptive favorites were who?
The presumptive favorites when I was on your show 15 months ago was Rudy Giuliani for the Republicans and Hillary Clinton for the Democrats. And I said then, they're right in the position where Edmund Muskie was in 1971. The front runners have a very difficult road to hoe. The press goes after them. They're very tough on them. And the press was tough, let's be fair, on Hillary Clinton early on there. And in those early debates. And so, you know, the presumptive stuff, we need to be more cautious about. We go through this every cycle. You know, these are the ones that are going to be the nominees, and then it changes.
And Giuliani had a flawed strategy of really waiting till Florida.
Yeah.
And by the time Florida kicked in, he was gone.
Right. I'm glad somebody tried it, and we've got it out of the way now. But some people thought, well, this is smart. Let everybody else beat one another up in Iowa and New Hampshire. He'll hold back and come on like gangbusters in Florida. He's from New York. There's a lot of New Yorkers in Florida, immigrants. So they thought that might be a good strategy. Didn't work at all. He was off the charts, and his campaign fell apart.
You call them immigrants. I call them retirees.
Yeah, well.
But it's okay. That strategy didn't work. And, of course, Hillary came in with the Clinton name, of course, the former First Lady. Oodles of money. I mean, she was rolling in money, and it was almost on the way to the coronation.
And I think that hurt her. She began to believe her own press, and we all need to be careful about that. They were so sure that they were going to wrap it up at the end of Super Tuesday that they spent all their money on the Super Tuesday primaries.
February 5th
right.
was supposed
think
to
about,
be the yeah. decision date when right. Hillary would win the nomination.
That's right. so and, overwhelmingly that everybody would be knocked out.
And a funny thing happened on the way to the Forum.
Yeah.
And she was out of money at that time and had to really start digging.
And was struggling. In the meantime, Barack Obama emerges as a very different candidate from the rest of the pack, a soaring orator, an inspirational orator. And people begin to turn in that direction, and he raises tons of money from grassroots effort, from computer-generated stuff, from students on campus.
He really wrote the book on small donations via computer. It was quite incredible.
Other people have done some work in that area, but nothing like when Barack Obama, you know, when he won in South Carolina, a ton of money would come in, and that would propel him into the next primary and so forth.
And he started early in the Iowa caucuses. You know, a black American winning in Iowa certainly caught people's attention.
Oh, absolutely. And you have to do a lot of groundwork there. I mean, and notice that Barack Obama did markedly better in caucus states, and Hillary Clinton did better in primary states.
Why is that, Craig?
Because he had grassroots organizations in all of the caucus states that turned out people who had to be committed.
Why couldn't or didn't Hillary?
I think she was her advisors, and you know, she switched campaign managers after all of this went down. I think they thought they could win using media, and it worked in New Hampshire, but it didn't work in South Carolina.
They realized in retrospect, the Hillary people, that it was a strategic mistake not to go into the caucus states.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, and I think that he just kept getting momentum in that regard. The other problem here, and it helped him a lot, is that you could lose a primary and still get almost half the delegates. Remember, the Republican primaries are winner-take-all, and so the race gets decided more quickly. The Democrats, in order to be Democratic, divided the delegates in each state proportionally. So even when Barack Obama lost in Pennsylvania or lost in Ohio or lost in Indiana, he got a whole lot of delegates, and that kept him in the race.
He came, we almost say, from nowhere. I mean, he was invisible on the national scene 15 months ago. I'm told that he actually had strong backing from Mayor Daley and the Daley machine, and that David, his campaign manager, was a close advisor of Mayor Daley. Is that true?
That's true. And, you know, they know how to play politics in Illinois. But remember, Hillary Clinton came from Illinois originally.
And it was told to me just recently that if, after being First Lady, Hillary had stayed in Illinois and run for Senate seat in Illinois and presumably would have won there instead of moving to New York and becoming a New Yorker and running and winning the New York seat. If she had stayed in Illinois, the seat that she would be occupying is the one that Obama has now, and Obama would still have been an assemblyman.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing.
It's ironic.
Yeah.
It's ironic.
Yeah, absolutely.
So as you said, front runners 15 months early, subject to a whole lot of change.
Well, remember also, John McCain is going to be, if he were elected, he'd be the oldest person elected to the presidency. And he had run in 2000 and had not won. And so nobody saw him coming either. I mean, if you take Giuliani out of the picture, then maybe it's Mitt Romney, who's smooth and handsome and looks presidential. Or maybe it's Huckabee, who's likable and funny, but not McCain.
What sprung McCain?
Enormous credibility. I think that, you know, that whole Straight Talk Express, not to steal your show's title, that McCain used, you know, he was a guy who spoke the truth, whether you liked him or not. Yeah. When he went to Detroit in the Michigan primary and said, look, the car industry is not coming back here, you got to do something else, people were just stunned. But he was honest, and people liked that.
Okay, we'll be continuing this fascinating discussion with Craig Smith after these messages.
Electricity is different from any other product we use. We can't store it. We must use it wisely, but can't do without it completely. And there's no substitute for this special form of energy that brings us light, comfort, and progress. That's why California needs new standards that can keep utilities strong, guard against another power crisis, and protect consumers from the kind of shortages that often affect other commodities. Because electricity is different.
The Port of Long Beach, one of the region's largest construction contractors, has work for businesses big and small. The SBE, or Small Business Enterprise Program, was established by the Board of Harbor Commissioners in 2004 to boost the local economy. Through this program, small businesses get a chance at big port contracts in the areas of construction, environmental consulting, engineering and architectural services, and more. To learn more, log on to www.polb.com or call 562-590-4146.
It's party time for the Straight Talk 15th anniversary celebration on Saturday, June 21st. We want you to be there, Ronnie and the Classics, rock and roll, all for the benefit of the Long Beach Police Athletic League. Please join us for a fun celebration, cocktails, dinner, rock and roll show on Saturday, June 21st.
AccuFlex, a division of LaserFiche in Long Beach, provides high-volume document scanning and indexing, converting bulky paper files into retrievable documents.
AccuFlex has provided us with a system that enables reporters to access our database of news material. It gives us peace of mind to know we can put our trust and faith in AccuFlex and that they're helping us to preserve our history.
AccuFlex works with LaserFiche to provide document management solutions that help organizations run smarter.
We're back continuing our conversation with Craig Smith, former presidential speechwriter and director of the Center for First Amendment Studies at Cal State Long Beach. Let's focus, Craig, in this segment on Hillary and Obama, the debates, their speaking styles. First, give us your take on the speaking styles of the two candidates.
Well, they're enormously different. He's about emotion. He's about inspiration. He's about transcending the issues. Hillary Clinton is about nuts and bolts, one, two, three, here's how things work, here's how I get things done. And so you had inspiration versus competence in their stump speeches. When you get them into a debate, she performs better according to debate coaches because they're looking for people with evidence and point scoring and that kind of thing. And in the first debates, he was kind of general. Now, we had a phenomena in this election that I haven't seen before, and that is each debate drew a larger audience, not a smaller one. People didn't get tired of it. They kept watching. They wanted to see more.
And Obama got better.
He got better. He learned his lesson. He began to make points. He stopped saying, whatever Hillary said, I agree, you know, me too. He stopped being the me too candidate, differentiated himself, and that was important.
And also there was some body language. When she was speaking, he would be looking at her somewhat respectfully. When he was speaking, she seemed to be glaring at him.
She often did. Her anger sometimes showed through. Even when she was being questioned, her anger at reporters sometimes showed through. There was that one debate on MSNBC where Russert got under her skin, and she said, how come I always get the first question? How come I always have to show my hand first? And it was kind of a telling moment that she was really getting annoyed with the way she was being treated in the debate.
Do you think she was mistreated by the media?
I think early on they were harder on her than they were on him. And then they reversed and tried to catch up and make up for it.
John McCain, I mean, Hillary was on Saturday Night Live and did quite well. McCain was more recently on Saturday Night Live and I thought did fantastically.
Yes, he was very funny. He has a very good wry sense of humor.
Yeah.
And I think that'll show up. Now, that being said, Barack Obama has said that he would not like to do the kind of debates that they did in the primaries. He wants a town hall format. John McCain agrees. He wants a town hall format because he didn't like the debates. He doesn't like the reporters controlling the questions. It'll be very interesting if they can agree on a town hall format with the two of them appearing and no moderators. That would be so refreshing and take us back to Lincoln Douglas.
Exactly. And good for a good airing of the issues.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Obama's continued to improve in the debates. And what happened? I mean, Hillary had so much going for her. Name, money, the political establishment, the Rolodexes, the Clinton relationships, the regulars that would appear. What did she lose?
Well, I once had a conversation with Jack Valenti, who was a speechwriter for Lyndon Johnson. And Lyndon Johnson came in one day when they were being pounded over Vietnam and everything else. And Lyndon Johnson said to Jack Valenti, you know, what's wrong? Why can't I win the people over? And Valenti said, Mr. President, I have to be honest with you, you're not very likable. Yeah. And I think Hillary Clinton came off as unlikable in a lot of the debates.
Well, the polling shows that 40% of the country under no circumstances would vote for her and dislike her viscerally, right, and would unite the Republican Party if she, right, were the candidate. And 60% don't trust her.
Yeah, it's the negative numbers on Hillary Clinton were very high. I also think that she was hurt by Bill Clinton, who, for some reason, was saying things that were rather damaging to her campaign, which is very unusual for him.
And yet polling today, and we're taping this show on June 6th, indicate that McCain would beat Obama today and Hillary would beat McCain today.
That's interesting polling, and of course it's highly speculative at this point because you still have people who are strong Obama supporters who might not vote for Clinton. You have strong Clinton supporters who might not vote for Obama, particularly if they feel that she was robbed of the nomination. And McCain benefits from some of that.
Yeah.
But those numbers have to play into the states that are marginal in this election, and that's where Hillary Clinton does better than Barack Obama. She's going to run better in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Michigan than Barack Obama. And I think the Democrats need to worry about that.
Who do you think would have been a stronger candidate against McCain?
It's a very difficult question. I think that depending on who the vice presidential picks are, it's very close. Hillary Clinton is not as likable, but she seems better in debates and might be able to...
She, early on, was emphasizing her experience, hit the ground running day one and all. And yet, if you look at it, the two things that she's really ran, one was the health care that her husband, the president, gave her to run, which was not a success. And second, the campaign. Ultimately, the candidate is responsible for his or her campaign, right?
Right.
And I don't think anyone would argue that Hillary's campaign was, at least in the early stages, well run.
That's right. And she's, you know, been a senator, but that's not running something. That's voting for legislation and debating. So her resume is thin, as is Barack Obama's.
And then at one point she said, "I found my voice," and she did, and she started to move up and win some of the later primaries. Do you think that's the authentic her?
I don't know her personally, so I can't answer that question. But I have seen candidates develop artificial personas in order to win votes. And it's a very dangerous game to play because as you become different people, you become less trustworthy.
Yeah.
Remember Al Gore in the first debate with George Bush was very nasty and very snippy. That was one personality. Then in the second debate, he was Mr. Nice Guy. And people, what's going on here? In the third debate, he was a whole different person. That really hurt him. Even though he was winning debates, he was losing.
And you made the point earlier that McCain is McCain.
Yes.
Okay.
You get.
We'll be continuing this fascinating discussion after these messages.
Phil Trainees mixes California style with continental cuisine that includes fresh seafood from around the world. Since Phil is the chef, the menu has a wide variety of pastas, salads, soups, and appetizers that feature his unique personal touch. And the Italian-American signature dishes are simply beyond delicious. You never know who you're going to run into at Trainees, from the famous sports legends on the Wall of Fame to local celebrities having a drink at the bar. For the best fine dining experience, visit Phil Trainees.
At Performance Plus Tire, you'll find we carry Toyo tires. For over 50 years, Toyo has been a world leader in the development of high-quality tires. Optimum performance, safety, and a comfortable ride. That's what makes Toyo tires great. And now come into Performance Plus Tire for a great deal on these Toyo tires. Proxies ST, Open Country AT, and Proxies 4. Toyo tires, driven to perform. Come in today and we'll install new Toyo tires on your vehicle while you wait. Performance Plus Tire on Cherry Avenue, 1 mile north of the 405 in Long Beach.
Sometimes you just need a good lawyer. Sometimes life is complicated, unfair, or you may be wrongfully accused. Hi, I'm Rich Poland. I've been helping people in Long Beach for over 25 years. You've already taken me into your home. I'm on the back of your big phone book. I've helped your kids reach the table. I've even held the door open for you. The State Bar has certified me as a criminal law specialist. I'm here to help because sometimes you just need a good lawyer.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples, Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
Continuing our conversation with Craig Smith, former presidential speechwriter. Craig, let's look to the future. Of course, picking a vice presidential running mate is a key for both, particularly for Obama as the lesser known. And there's been a lot of talk about the so-called dream ticket of Obama and Hillary. To me, it would seem like to be the nightmare ticket, because you can't have three presidents walking around the White House, and the chemistry between them does not seem to be good.
No, I think the chemistry is bad, and it showed up in the debates. I think you don't want Bill Clinton in the West Wing walking up and down the halls, talking to former staffers and people like that, or wandering around over in the Senate. I think Hillary Clinton is best to line her future career up to be majority leader of the Senate. I think that's the kind of work she does best, and I think she would be very good at that. It just doesn't work as a dream ticket, and that then unhinges things and causes some problems for Barack Obama.
And her statement the Tuesday night of the last primary from her people, or even herself, that she would be open to the vice president seemed to me a bit pushy and would put pressure on him. And not the way, if that was her goal, that's not the way to do it.
Right, and that's why I think she said yesterday, she changed her tune and said yesterday that it was his call and his alone, and really backed off from that.
And
position.
I read that was after a lot of senators called her and House of Representatives saying, hey, you got to back off of this thing.
That's right.
It reminded me a bit during the Nixon impeachment situation of Barry Goldwater and the elders going to the White House and said, it's over.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got to cut it.
That's right. That's right.
You saw it that way.
I did.
Okay, so who are they going to pick? Let's start with the Republicans. John McCain's running mate.
I think John McCain, it's a very important selection for him. Number one, because he's going to be the oldest president if he's elected. So people are going to focus on that vice presidential choice. The second thing is, remember, the Republican convention follows the Democratic convention. So the Democrats have to lay their cards on the table, and then McCain can counteract. If I were advising him, I'd put Christine Todd Whitman, the former governor of New Jersey and Secretary of Interior, at the top of the list. I think you can pick up women's votes once you don't put Hillary on that other ticket. I'd consider Condoleezza Rice. I think she adds African-American and a woman to the ticket. A twofer. Now, John McCain is the kind of guy who's going to put someone on the ticket that he gets along with, and he seems to get along with Mike Huckabee quite a bit. That would add a Southern component, and that might be where he goes.
On the Democratic side,
If I were advising Barack Obama, my first choice would be Bill Richardson, the governor of New Mexico. He's Hispanic, and they're going to need that vote. He has foreign policy experience, and boy, does Barack Obama need that. Second choice might be John Edwards, the former senator from North Carolina. Picks up white men, picks up some Southern votes that Barack Obama may need. Brings some of the Hillary Clinton agenda onto the ticket.
What about Jim Webb?
Jim Webb and Barack Obama seem to be getting along very well. The first stop that Barack Obama makes after the St. Paul speech, where he declares victory, is in Virginia with Jim Webb. So again, if these people feel comfortable with one another, that tends to override what common sense tells us would be a better ticket.
Let me just ask for the record. Hillary has suspended her campaign. Is she going to release her delegates, or at the convention, are they going to have a roll call vote where the Hillary delegates still stand up and cast their vote for Hillary? And if something untoward happens as far as revelations or whatever, that does she still think she's in the race?
Yes. Normally what happens is the candidates who were eliminated get to give a major speech at the convention. As long as the presumptive nominee is not threatened in any way. Jesse Jackson's always been allowed to give a speech when he was running, and so on and so forth. So Hillary will get to get up and give her speech. They'll do a roll call just to make her feel good, and her daughter can enjoy that, and their fans can enjoy that. And then it'll, at some point, someone will declare that we make the nomination unanimous, and it'll be over.
But is it possible that some revelations will come out over the summer that The pledge delegates have to vote first round for the person they're pledged to. But the super delegates, even if they come out for Obama, could theoretically switch. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. I mean, John Edwards has suspended his campaign. He has not thrown in the towel. There are still delegates that will vote for John Edwards. And so,
And you can still fundraise if your campaign is suspended and she has a big debt to repay.
That's right. And that's why you don't pull out, because you need... Under the Federal Election Commission laws, you've got to keep raising money, and you have to have an active campaign to raise money.
In order to do that. So there's a very clear reason to keep the campaign going.
Yeah.
Well, what's your prediction? This is June 6th. We're taping the show. Who's going to be the next president of the United States?
I think it's going to be a very, very close election. I think it's going to come down once again to Ohio and Florida. I think it's going to depend on vice presidential choices. I think we're going to be up all night, and John McCain's going to win.
Wow. You heard it here first. Craig Smith, former presidential speechwriter, predicting a John McCain victory. And you would agree that there'll be some surprises on both sides that will impact the ultimate decision.
Yeah. That's why I hate to make a prediction, but it is going to be close. And every time an African-American has run for high public office, they've run 6% behind their poll data.
Okay, we'll be back with the rest of our show after these messages.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
Founded in 1976, Polly's Gourmet Coffee is Southern California's most complete gourmet coffee store. Polly's has the best tasting coffee freshly roasted every day right in the store, plus a wide selection of teas, an in-house bakery, espresso bar, patio dining, and more. We also offer Wi-Fi, free internet access for all of our customers. Our nationwide clientele agree when it comes to coffee, there's only one name to remember, Polly's. 4606 East 2nd Street, welcoming you into Belmont Shore.
Care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
At Naples Rib Company, we've been around for over 20 years for a lot of good reasons.
Our banquet and catering services.
Our takeout and delivery.
And our great commercials.
Food fit for a king.
Naples Rib Company, for a real meal and a family deal.
I love
So we don't do great commercials. Find out what we do best at Naples Rib Company.
This has been the first show of our 15th anniversary season, 15 years of Straight Talk, show number 387. Couldn't be happier to have our friend and expert Craig Smith as the first guest on the first show of our anniversary. Thank you so much, Craig.
Thank you, Art.
And please join Craig and I and the crew and all at our wonderful 15th anniversary party Saturday, June 21st, it's a fundraiser for the Long Beach Police Athletic League, the PAL program, a great cause. Hope to see you there. Thanks for joining us, and be with us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.
Talk has been brought to you by Southern California Edison, the Press Telegram, and Long Beach Magazine. And remember, Straight Talk is viewable worldwide 24/7 at StraightTalkTV.com.